Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Actually, it's evening when I'm recording this, but we're going to talk about today, when have you felt most loved by God? And it's actually kind of going to be based around Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, which is the verse that Olivia and I actually got the name for our podcast from. So I'm going to talk about the verse a bit and then go into my own and some friends and family members' answers to when have you felt the most loved by God? How have you experienced God's faithfulness in your life? And what does His mercies are new every morning mean to you? So that's the direction we're going in. But first of all, I'm going to share what I'm grateful for. And actually, I'll start off with a confession that this is my second time recording this episode. I got a few more answers in after my first recording, and I don't even remember what I didn't like about it, but I remember the first time I recorded it, I finished it and was like, I'm not sure about that. So here we are again recording it. So on the first time I recorded it, I said I was grateful for having a snow day, and you can tell now how long ago that probably was, that I had time to work out, drink my coffee, pack for a trip that I was going on. I have since gone on the trip with some friends, and so I would say today what I'm grateful for is I have started, because at this point when I'm recording, I have decided that I'm going to be doing prayer walks for the season of Lent, and I know Lent, most people give up something. I didn't really grow up practicing Lent and the fasting part of it and stuff like that. But I kind of learned more about it during college. And I don't know, this is a whole side story I didn't mean to get into, but for me, I just am using it as an intentional time to get closer to God. And so I guess it's not really a fast, except maybe fasting from noise, because often when I'm walking, I like to listen to music or a podcast, and I'm trying to set aside specific time to pray during that time. So that's only been happening for a few days, but it's going great and I'm enjoying it. I am grateful for warmer weather outside and the chance to walk outside sometimes. I'm grateful that the sun stays out longer. It's just been a huge mood boost. So grateful for a lot of things. And also, I actually remembered this time that I wanted to share some things that people said on Instagram that they were grateful for. And one person said that I didn't live in the times of Abraham. I thought that was funny. Someone said snow days. Someone said my husband. Someone said friends supporting you when you open up to them. Someone else was grateful for fresh baked cookies. I can for sure appreciate that. And someone else said they are grateful for God's faithfulness, which is a good segue into today's topic. So first, I'm going to just start off by reading the verse. So again, it's Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. The English Standard Version says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So Olivia and I just liked that verse about every morning God's mercy is still there. It's new for us. He is there for us regardless of what happened the day before or in the past. We can wake up and know that He is for us and He loves us and He's working for our good. And so yeah, we just enjoyed that idea, that thought, and I kind of broke that up into a few different areas. So, like I said, I asked some family and friends just if they wanted to share about this verse and, you know, these topics, and then I'll also share my own. So I just hope it's encouraging to listen to, because I know for me at least, sometimes if you're in a season of doubt or struggle or trial, hearing even just what God is doing for other people can be extremely encouraging. Or even if you're not in a bad season, but you just don't see specifically how God is working in your life, I just know that when I hear other people say, here's what God did for me, here's what God's teaching me, here's how God came through for me, it just also does my heart good and my faith some good to hear those things. So hopefully that does this for you, hearing these stories. So the first one was, how have you experienced God's faithfulness? And the first one was, I experienced a lot of unexpected challenges and scary health issues during pregnancy and postpartum, and he always prevailed even in the lowest points. Another one said, I finally met the love of my life after patiently waiting for several years. God always finding me a place to live, even though every time I move, it seems like I won't be able to find something or I can afford. It works out every time. It's crazy. Another said, I pray for God to wake me up on time often and to give me supernatural amount of rest in a short amount of time if I'm having insomnia, and God always answers. And this next one, actually, this one was my dad. He said, I have personally experienced God's faithfulness in so many ways. Every day he is involved in my life, every moment. He hears me and I hear his voice. He is good for his word, the written and the spirit. He counsels me. He is always concerned and involved in every aspect of my life. I may not always feel it, but relationships should never have a foundation of feelings. It is the person that matters most. I've experienced God's faithfulness through everyday provisions. Also, he is faithful. Also, his faithfulness in disciplining me. I really like this. Although it's hard, it definitely proves I'm his child. I really enjoyed all of those, actually. I wanted to specifically say I have also experienced just God's provision in times that, you know, I didn't have the finances for something, just like someone else said. And then the other one about asking God to wake you up on time, I just want to comment on that too, because that seems like a small thing, but I have for sure done that, asked God to, you know, help me get up for something, or, you know, to feel more rested when I wake up. And then when that happens, usually I find that I wake up before my alarm even goes off, and then I'm not startled out of a deep sleep and I do feel more rested. So I can relate to those. And I also wanted to point out the one that my dad said about how relationships should not have a foundation of feelings. I think that's so true in, you know, friendships, romantic relationships, and our relationship with God, that your feelings change so often and we can't trust them, and they could be affected by so many parts of our life that, you know, if you have made a commitment to someone or you're trying to grow in a relationship, you can't just based on if you feel like it that day or if they're making you happy that day, because those things do change. So I really liked that too. And for me personally, I would say there's a few areas I've experienced God's faithfulness. First of all, I just mentioned this, but financially, he has always provided. And I will say that, you know, right now I'm in a season, I'm not, you know, the money is not just overflowing, but also I'm not financially stretched currently. I'm in a season of, like, you know, I have what I need and I'm grateful for that. But I also definitely know what it's like to literally wonder where the money is coming from to fill up my gas tank or to get groceries. And I will say, even when that was the case, God knew exactly what I needed and he would provide. I remember times, especially, I know, during college or, you know, whenever I had jobs that didn't pay what I would call a real salary, or just, like, you know, a regular paycheck that you could depend on, and it was the same amount every time. I know there were times that I would be gifted small amounts of money at just the right time. I remember checking my bank account, like I said, before I'd fill up my car with gas. But still, even in those times, God always provided. And I was always just amazed that it would be something that I wouldn't even have necessarily asked for or thought was coming, but he would still get me what I needed. And so I believe that he also will do that in the big things if he can do that in the small things. And then another one, I've seen God's faithfulness in the relationships he's given me through my family and friends for my whole life. I've been very blessed with good family and good friends and people that I could just know had my best interest at heart and who were guiding me spiritually, being good examples for me, being dependable to spend time with me and just help me grow as a person. And I've seen God's faithfulness in those relationships for sure. And then the other thing is I've seen God's faithfulness because when I have gone through things that were difficult or, you know, I felt I had nothing left, like I don't have any more strength to deal with whatever it is, or that I couldn't rely on other people to take care of it, that he was always there for me and that he is my source of hope when nothing else makes sense and when nothing else is working. I can wholeheartedly trust that he is good and that he's in control and that he loves me. And to me, that is his faithfulness because he just gives me hope that the best is yet to come. The second question that I asked was, when do you feel most loved by God? Or is there a specific instance at one point in your life that you felt his love very strongly? And the first one was, I feel most loved by God when I am raising children to love and follow him and making conscious efforts to be the wife and mom he wants me to be. Another said, when I'm hiking and in nature. Another said, I feel God's love most when I drop all pretense in prayers, and I imagine God getting a kick out of my honesty, even when my prayers are bold and challenging. Honestly, when I push back on what I see in scripture and in the world and I ask why, I feel God's love the most because I know he is accepting and happy to see my embracing his promised freedom by being unafraid in his presence. I did just want to comment briefly on that one as well because I think sometimes people can find it hard to be honest with God, but if you accept that God already knows what you're thinking, he already knows what you need, that you might as well be honest with him. You might as well bring your actual true feelings and fears and desires and questions because he knows what you're thinking already. And I think us being honest with him shows like we are seeking the truth. We are seeking to know what's going on, and God can handle it. God can handle our doubts and questions and us being authentic and vulnerable. And so I just liked that one for that reason. And I just remember one of my friends once taught me about praying bold prayers. And when she said that, I just realized I had not been doing that. I had been praying very safe prayers. And you know what? If it's something we can accomplish on our own, then, you know, we're not even relying on God for that. So I think praying bold prayers is a good way to think about it and trusting him to come through when nothing else, you know, makes sense or is going to help us. This next one was Olivia's. And if for some reason this is the first episode you've listened to or you're new to the podcast, Olivia was the co-host and we did 3 seasons together. And so if you are interested in more kind of, you know, conversational type episodes or with a co-host, then you can go back and listen to anything in season 1 through 3. But she shared and she said, I felt the most loved by God when I was truly praising his name with dancing. I was dancing at a church service and I felt God's love rush over me and started to cry while dancing. It was a very powerful moment that I think was even felt through the congregation. And this next one was my dad again. He said, I always know that I am loved by God, but feel is another thing. The feeling loved by God comes at different times, like after enduring a really hard struggle and coming through it, like a time of financial hardship or death of someone I love or a deep dark depression time or a great spiritual warfare. I think feeling loved by God is really strong after these times because it is then that I know he was really with me through them. I also feel loved by God on those incredibly beautiful days when everything is right. And I really liked that because it just shows both sides of it. Sometimes people say, oh, it's easy to praise God when life is good, but it's hard when life goes bad. And then I've heard other people on the other side of the coin say like they kind of forget to talk to God when things are good and easy, but then as soon as something goes wrong, they run to God. So I really like this aspect of my dad's answer of just saying both situations make me feel loved by God. When things are good, everything's right, it's beautiful. And for me personally, like, I see that too. Like, if it's just amazing weather and a gorgeous sunset and being to get out in nature and able to see animals and stuff like that, I'm reminded of just God's peace and how good he is and his creation. But then also to be able to see him when things are really dark and difficult and we're going through something really challenging. I think that's also true of other relationships too. Like, sometimes if you get through a trial with someone or a conflict, you end up feeling closer at the end. So I think God can definitely use those times of our life as well to bring us closer to him. And my own answer is, I feel the most loved by God when he's given me opportunities to connect with him through nature, through traveling, through new experiences, especially with people I love, and just moments where I find true rest and peace. So again, I think of things in nature. I think of different trips or vacations I've been on where you just leave your worries behind and you are enjoying quality time with people you love and quality time in nature or experiencing something new and exciting to you. And that has always made me just grateful to God and to feel close to him and loved by him, like he has given me this specific gift for me to enjoy. And another one is, I feel loved by God when I am reminded of who I am in him. And just moments when I'm able to really rest in my identity as his daughter, and someone that he loves, and that I don't have to take on the burden of what I think of myself or what other people think of me, because that's not what defines me. What defines me is that he loves me and that he saw me as worth dying for. And to me, that is just a reminder of his love, and that I am secure in that regardless of, you know, if I think I'm doing everything right or being good enough, or if other people think that of me. I think I just feel loved by him when I'm reminded of his unconditional love. And then the third one was, what does his mercies are new every morning mean to you? The first answer was that his love for us never ceases, no matter the day or the circumstance. Another person said, I see this two ways. Practically, it's when every day is a new start. Spiritually, it's a reminder that each morning can be a metaphor for seeing us as new people, like God has from the start of our relationship with him. Olivia said, oh boy, do I need new mercies every morning. I am so thankful for a God that even though I may not be perfect, I can ask for forgiveness and start a new day fresh with his mercies. My dad said, his mercies are new every morning to me means that it is like waking up refreshed and showered off all of the dirt from yesterday, and there is nothing that hinders or comes between me and Jesus. And then my mom shared, and she said, his mercy never ends. Each morning is a new day where God is waiting to pour out his love and mercy on us. He holds no grudge or record of wrongs. He never tires of spending time with his children. All you have to do is ask. For me personally, I think that his mercies are new every morning to me means every morning's a fresh start, and that I have not failed so badly that he won't take me back. His love and his goodness don't run out. So, you know, when I feel down, when I don't feel good enough, when I feel like I'm giving into fear or pride or other things and not relying on him, and I'm making an idol out of, you know, just being comfortable and having an easy life, or when I'm idolizing a relationship or putting too much stock in other people, his mercies are new, meaning he's got all of that covered, all of that stuff that, you know, pushes me away from him. He can handle it, and he's still with me. He is still able to take care of that. And I mentioned this briefly earlier on a different part of the question, I think, but it also just reminds me that the best is yet to come in every area of life. All of the brokenness that we see every day, all of the pain that we go through, the things that we worry about and cause us stress, the sickness, all of that stuff, it's going to end, and the best is yet to come. Whether that means he takes those struggles away from us now and we're able to experience it, or whether that means in heaven and you know what? If that's it, then sometimes like that also has to be enough that he's got good for us and he is working all things for our good. So this was a quicker episode, but I just wanted to share those reminders, and I hope it was encouraging to hear what God's doing for other people and just how people view his love and his faithfulness. And I would love to hear your perspective as well. If you want to share on Instagram, I will post a question box for this episode. But thanks so much for joining for another episode, and I hope you have a good morning and that you're able to take away something positive to hold on to of God's love for you, and that he never gives up on you and that his mercies are new every morning. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.